Two men have died and nine others have been injured during Venezuela's 24-hour nationwide strike. James Blears reports.
Mass protesters built barricades on deserted streets, torching some cars and throwing stones at riot police, who responded with tear gas rounds. The opposition claims that 85% of Venezuelan workers throughout the country heeded their call and joined the strike, while the government says the majority of companies are working normally with minimal disruption. President Nicolas Maduro is warning, "I've ordered the capture of all the fascist terrorists." President Maduro is still going ahead with the July 30th election for the Constituent Assembly he announced on May Day. The opposition is boycotting the process and stressed they'll oppose it. The Constituent Assembly will divert power away from the opposition-controlled National Assembly. No talks, no concessions, no compromise, deepening crisis and a welling despair for many. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.